Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, testing. This is Terry Laundry. We are starting our update for April 28th, Magic Tea Theory Observations. And I'll just summarize the previous update with the downside projection of 1132-ish by the zigzag projection, which was contained in my last update. And then we'll turn to the short-range T chart, where we're seeing a bottom pattern with the, if you wait patiently here for all the sellers to get rid of themselves, or we're going to have a rally. And then we'll switch to the weekly chart, which gives us a longer term perspective, and I'll discuss some of the thoughts that would lead you to believe what you're going to have to do once that rally has given its minimum upside potential, which is usually a 50% correction of the decline from the early March top, or it sometimes turns out to be just five very explosive up days and then five trading days upside and then a top. If you wish to sell something, you'd want to wait until you get that rally, because that's the most probable outcome and it gives you an advantage. I'll also address Wayne's problem with the where do you draw the line in the sand. The theory is of envelopes is you never want to sell at the bottom of the channel. That is the green downside low level. It's when you break down from the middle of the channel that you have an indication that you're going to go to the bottom one, so you should probably done the selling earlier so as to avoid the problem in the first place. Well, that's water over the dam for now. But when we turn to the weekly adaptive channels, we see that we are basically on the neutral level, which is 1155, looking for a rally. And then the question is, what are we going to do after that rally is completed? A minimum rally is completed. Do you think it's going to stay on the mid-channel level, the neutral level, and then continue the bull market? Or do you think that it's a possibility that it could make a full channel decline and go down to the low level, which is the low extreme being 1077? On the S&P, and that those things don't move around too much, so that they're pretty reasonable to take for a discussion. So we'll, using those numbers, we'll make a discussion. I'll give you some thoughts that I've taken over the last 4 or 5 years as to how you address that problem. Let's first look at the short-range chart, which has a couple of important features in it. You notice up near the top of the chart, I have the old 04 tops might equal support. It is interesting technically that the market has come down to the zigzag projection, but it's also running into downside potential support at the old top levels if you look back in the 04 time period. If you look at the blue volume oscillator, you see that the oscillator has come up from an oversold condition and is now close to the cash buildup line. It may want to come down again to get more oversold. But in time, you have to be patient on this point, that blue volume oscillator is going to break above that downtrend line. And as it comes up, it's going to trigger a rally, which is usually quite explosive over a 5 trading day time period and usually makes the 50% retracement. So if you're if you can wait that long, you can wait that long and find a better opportunity to buy something. As to whether you want to buy something, to sell something, if you want to buy something, I'd say that you have to be cautious, because the nature of the market is quite ugly with people selling on good earnings reports. And there are other things that I can show you in Magic Tea Theory that would lead you to believe you're going to have to be cautious, but it's too early to say anything right now. So we'll have to wait and we'll have to get some more data, particularly after the rally has started. Now let's move on to the weekly chart. And here I have a chance to discuss in terms of Wayne's where do you draw the line in the sand from a better perspective. And the answer to this question is that you really draw the line in the sand as far as investments are concerned at the black center of the channel line, which has been advertised to be 1155. It went down a little bit lower than that, but it's still at 1155. That number really doesn't change through history, and it is sort of the dividing line between bull market corrections and bear markets. In general, what happens is when you come off of a high, you have to assume what I assume is there are only two stable, if you make a peak at the high, there are only two final resting points for the market. One is on the black line, which is the neutral level, and the other one is the low, which is the green line, which is 1077 currently listed at the top of the chart. The problem you have is that there isn't any really an important way to say what's going to cause that to occur. And in fact, the whole theory of the envelopes is that it's like it's sort of flipping a coin. You can end up on the black line or you can end up on the green line. And you really don't know which one it is, but you have some degree of confidence it's going to be one or the other. So what I, after looking at this stuff for 5 or 10 years, I've come to the conclusion that what you have to do is you have to come up with a strategy that accommodates both possibilities. You can certainly say that you have an opinion as to which one is going to occur, but you can't say that the opposite condition won't occur. So you have to sort of make allowances for the possibilities and develop a portfolio strategy which will be not too unhappy if you get the worst case, but doesn't do you any damage if you only get the half decline. And if you're expecting the half decline, you can't do anything that endangers you if you go all the way to the full decline. So it's really a compromise type situation, but I do believe the one thing you can claim is it's going to end up one place or the other. And so either 1155 or 1077 is going to end up in the next couple of months as a point that's more interesting. The important thing from the standpoint of the investor is that if you think you're going to the bottom one, 1077, you don't want to go through the middle of the channel. It's the same argument we did for the smaller channel, but this is more important now because if you do go to the low, that's where the important buying opportunities are. And if there's a lot of crazy people doing the selling, you have to have the cash to be able to handle that. On the other hand, if you're bullish, which we are for the long term, there's no reason to sell everything. What generally occurs if you think this out for a number of years is that everybody seems to have something that they don't want. And if you have something that you don't want, that's the first priority. You're in a position now where you probably can tell that you don't want it. If the market holds here as expected and then it gives you a rally, the easy solution is to sell what you don't want. That gets you into a cash position at an upper level. And if the market comes down and shows evidence that it wants to support at the black line, at the neutral 1155 level, you can always buy something else, so there's no damage. If it breaks down, you can always use that cash to buy something at the low level. So that's not a problem. It's the only thing that makes any sense is to sell things that you don't want on the rally, because it doesn't make any difference to you how it comes out. You have cash and you're in a better position. The harder part is to decide which of the two cases is the most probable. In my opinion, you do have to allow for the full channel decline as being more probable than the last time we had a decline, simply because the market activity is worse. And I can provide a lot of reasons why it should go down in the full channel decline, and I can provide a number of reasons why that it shouldn't go that far. Only a half channel decline, which is now basically being completed, is all you should see. Rather than go round and round in your mind and come up with no decision, I think the way you look at this is that you have to reach some kind of a compromise situation. The fact that the market acts badly and could go in the full channel decline suggests that you should be more conservative after we've had the rally. Not before, but once you've had the rally, you have to do something that puts you in a more defensive degree, but it does not preclude you from eventually getting ready to continue the bull market. That's a very fine line that you have to walk, and it depends on your temperament and so forth. The main damage that you have to avoid as far as the full channel decline is you don't want to get caught with the loonies down at the bottom of the full channel decline in that 1077 level, okay, and then have the question come up, okay, because it's down to 10, it goes down to, on a temporary dip, it goes down to 1067, 1057, and then you say, where do you draw the line in the sand? Don't do it down there because it's an irrational point of the market. If you follow through history, none of that stuff is rational down there. So you want to protect yourself against any of the of getting involved in that kind of environment. The main thing is you have to have control of your own investments, such that you know what you like and what you're comfortable with, and you protect yourself from any downside. Now, if you watch the short-term picture, this stuff will start to resolve itself. But what I want to project out here now is that you have to have a plan, and the plan is that you control your own investments, and you do that according to your own temperament and so forth. I have confidence in the long-term picture, but I know what's going to happen is that they like to shake you out along the way, so you have to factor that into the plan. Okay. One last comment on the question of how can you download the listen file. And what I'm going to do there is tell you what we do is I generally I take the data from Wednesday's close. I make up these charts, and I think about them over the night. Then Thursday morning, I plan my stuff out, and I start up a program which is called Audacity, which is used in standard iPod programs. It's run on iMac G5. I do all the files, and I upload them to the TypePad site, and then I listen to everything coming down, and I make sure that I can get the files back and so forth. So I'm convinced of myself that I can get them back. Then my business partner, Paula Burke, goes to her husband's Windows machine and downloads the file that way and makes sure that it plays on all platforms. It'll be pretty well covered on the platforms. Now, if you have a problem, everybody has a problem sometime. Usually it's because the computer is choking on the stream because there are too many applications open, or other technical features, I'm not going to solve those problems. Okay, easy way to do is to either quit the browser and restart it to try and get rid of any memory problems, or to restart the computer to come up clean. If that doesn't work, you should try to find another computer to convince yourself that it works. Because we've already convinced ourselves that we can do it, but our machines are all very modern, and sometimes the older machines that get clogged up with a lot of applications will run into problems, but that's what it is. Okay, so to summarize, we're looking for a bottoming pattern that could be a little bit more painful, but eventually you're going to get a very sharp rally, and then you want to think about what you're going to do after that. Thank you. Bye-bye.